Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and now it is time to talk some NFL. And how about those New York Jets? They are 5-7, coming off a disappointing loss to Miami. They have dropped three in a row to the Bills, the Ravens, and the Dolphins. And on Sunday, they face the Raiders. And the big storyline that everybody's talking about is the fact that quarterback Geno Smith, he will continue to be the Jets' starter. So that's where our conversation is going to go right now. We're going to shift gears, and we're also going to be talking about the day-to-day life in the NFL, what takes place behind the scenes. The New York Jets gave author Nicholas Davidoff the rare opportunity to have unlimited access for an entire year. He lived with the team, spent time with them, and he has just released a definitive portrait on life as a pro and behind the NFL facility walls. It is such a pleasure to welcome in Nicholas Davidoff to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Collision Low Crossers, A Year Inside the Turbulent World of NFL Football. Hello, Nicholas. Happy weekend.
Hi, happy weekend to you.
Okay, it is true. Watching football each and every Sunday, folks don't know what goes behind the scenes. They don't have a chance to see all that. What was this experience like for you, and how in the world did you convince an NFL franchise to allow you this type of access? It's unprecedented.
You know, I mean, I think all of football is really behind the scenes. I mean, there's 16 one-hour Sundays, and we see that. But even when we're watching it, we're very well aware that, you know, the coaches are holding up what look like diner menus, right? And they're calling mm-hmm. these games, and it's all based on a code and a language and a game plan, which we don't know anything about. And that made me really curious. And I knew that basically the NFL life, those 16 Sundays of the regular season, obviously sometimes they're Mondays and so forth, but those 16 games are, you know, that's the exception. The real NFL life is 340 days or so of incredibly hard, studious labor. And when I say studious, it's much more off the field than on, of preparation. And I just wanted to see how it worked. And how did I convince them? I don't know. I wrote a piece about Coach Ryan for the New York Times Magazine, and
okay.
It got me more and more interested and curious about it. And I think that, you know, it's true that the NFL is largely a closed society, but I think they got to know that I was really serious and interested, and I think that's where it started.
Okay, I've got a couple other questions I have to ask you. What was how did you come up with the title of the book? And also share for our listeners tonight just the expectations going into this project. Were you able to achieve the goals and you know, answer some of those questions that you've always wanted to know?
Sure. The title, it again points to what I find to be just the appealing mystery of football. The title, Collision Low Crossers, is just, it's probably my favorite football term. I, as a rule, really like titles that suggest that there's a whole world out there about something that seems mysterious and interesting, that tells you that you don't know nearly as much as you could know. I'm thinking of titles like Zero Dark 30,
oh, okay,
or
yeah.
Full Metal Jacket, or North Dallas 40. We don't really know what those things mean going in, but I loved how suggestive they are. The term collision low crosser simply is a defensive term. It's in the Jets' defensive playbook, and it just means that when a receiver leaves the line of scrimmage, as he's crossing the field or just, you know, leaving on his pattern, a defender has 5 yards within which he can legally hit him, and after 5 yards, it's a penalty. But I also just like what the implication of the term, which suggests that there's always somebody out there waiting to ruin your life, which is so true of football. That's one of the things that struck me most principally, that football is really much more dominated by the experience of losing than winning, or at least disappointment and what you do with it. And that suggested to me that, I mean, it's easy to win, and when a team wins, it's not easy to win, but once you win, the experience is easy to accept, and teams just move on. But losing is big and complicated. I mean, these are huge mm-hmm. public events, and these people have poured their whole lives into it. I mean, I barely slept that year a lot of nights, and many nights I didn't, you know, some nights I didn't sleep at all. And there was the offensive coordinator of the Jets that year, who's now with the St. Louis Rams, Brian Schottenheimer, basically eliminated sleep. I mean, if you're pouring everything into it, you're not seeing your wife, you're not seeing your kids, you don't even learn how to play golf, as one guy said. Yeah, I always wanted to play golf, he said, and now I'm in my 60s, and I know I'll never learn. I mean, it's like that. And if you lose, oh my, it's all what you do with it.
Nicholas Davidoff is joining us. Of course, it just released his brand new book, Collision Low Crossers, A Year Inside the Turbulent World of NFL Football. And there's so many teams that you probably could have gone inside the locker room. What was the appeal of the Jets? I mean, they have had to endure their share of obstacles throughout the years. They're certainly enduring that this year, being at 5-7 right now.
Yeah, it didn't really matter. I wanted to see how it worked, and I knew Bob Sutton, who was the Jets linebackers coach that year and is now the defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, said basically that the NFL is a company with 32 branch offices, and the basic structure of NFL life is the same from team to team. Personalities obviously are different, and I was really drawn to the personality of the head coach. I mean, I first heard Rex Ryan just by chance on the radio, and I immediately I just loved the way he talked. I mean, it was so distinctive and funny and charismatic and interesting, and there's an expression that some of the people used in relation to him, which is country smart, and I completely agreed, because he's not any kind of scholar, but he's an unusually intelligent man, particularly about other people, which is an incredibly useful skill when you're a head football coach, because what is a coach? A coach is someone whose job is to understand other people and make them better at what they do. You have to be all about them. And Rex is really interested in other people, and he has, I would say, an intuitive understanding of personalities. And it translates to football, which is why you can see in his defenses what an original and creative scheme it is. Most teams, you know, the defensive scheme is pretty set and players have a role in it. But in Rex's scheme, it's elastic, and there's tremendous, they're just tremendously wacky things going on. I mean, you have running backs who are suddenly playing cornerback and blitzing the quarterback. You've got 300-pound defensive linemen who are suddenly moving into the backfield and defending against passes. All kinds of things are likely to happen, and I think, you know, especially in today's kind of buttoned down to NFL, I was really drawn to someone who was more free-spirited, who had more of a sense of the possible creativity and originality that's available in the game.
You know, my takeaway from your book, too, when you talked about head coach Rex Ryan, is just his approach with the players, the intense personal interest that he has in his players. You talked about him being intuitive, his perceptive abilities.
I think you're right. I came to think that Rex has sort of a football metabolism, and what I mean by that is that I thought of football, if baseball's sort of like a handwritten letter of a sport, football's really the texting sport. I mean, it's something with these brief, sudden, terse interactions, and then a pause, and then another one. And that's what a head coach's life is like around the facility, any head coach. But Rex takes particular advantage of all these hours when he's responsible for close to 100 people. He has to know them well. And the better he knows them, the more advantage he can take of them. And I just always felt that when Rex was around people, he was building a relationship every time he was with someone, and the comments were always very incisive about their personality, and it redounded to football, because the better he knew them, the better he understood what they could do physically. And the NFL is full. Every team could win any, it's a cliche, but any given Sunday, right? Any team can win. And the margins between winning and losing are such that if you can find some slight advantage, it's a tremendous advantage, actually. And Rex was so good at finding little skills within players that he could then translate into football. And, I mean, every coach can do this to some extent. I just thought that Rex did it in such a distinctive and original way. So it was, you know, if you were going to spend a year with an NFL team, why not spend it with someone who is such a great, big, original American personality?
Well done. Nicholas Davidoff has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Again, go out and get a copy of his book, Collision Low Crossers, A Year Inside the Turbulent World of NFL Football. It was such a pleasure to have you on, Nicholas. We look forward to your next book that you will release, okay?
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you, and have a great weekend.
You bet. We're going to step aside much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.